goes for blocks and blocks, maybe.
Okay. What else is there? What about a circle? If the street were called a circle, what would you expect it to look like?
Well, the circle that I have in mind, we have an Idlewild circle here in town. It's usually landscaped, the circle is. Or we did have a circle on the south side of town that had Brother Bryan's statue there for many years. It's been moved.
Oh, are you talking about a literal circle of grass?
Yeah.
What about a street business?
Oh, a circle in a residential section.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I misunderstood. Well, it's a street that it ends in a circle, and their homes built around a circle.
Okay. If you're driving along and there's a bridge where a train goes overhead, what is that called?
A trestle.
Okay. What about when you're going underneath?
Underpass.
Would you ever call it a viaduct?
Yeah, but to me, a viaduct is more covered than a trestle or an overpass.
There's one downtown, isn't there?
Right. The L&M tracks, as a matter of fact, is an underpass to me. I mean, there are many tracks that are over the road or the street.
Okay, that's down near Morris Avenue, isn't it?
Right.
The one I'm thinking of.
Right.
Okay. Right, how do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
Well, I don't, but if I did, it would be parallel.
Okay. What are those outlets for fire hoses that you can't park here? And about this high degree?
The hydrants, fire hydrants.
Okay. What kind of parking is done, say, at Brooklyn?
Well, it's parking lots, really, and I mean,
you don't have a special name for that as opposed to parallel parking, then?
Well, there are designated places that you have to park. I don't know whether they're called anything in particular or not.
What's angle parking to you?
Just what it says it is. It's angle. It's about a 45-degree angle.
To
you pull in at an angle.
An angle to what?
Sidewalk or building or whatever.
Okay. Now, what do you call a place that you might park downtown that's several stories high?
Parking deck.
Okay. Do you have a general term for the tallest office buildings?
Birmingham are tall enough to be called anything, really.
Right, how about tall apartment buildings?
Well, skyscrapers, maybe. But we don't have any of those around here either.
Right, what about high rise? What does that mean?
And that's that is an apartment building with many floors.
Now, is that limited to apartment buildings, that term, high rise?
I suppose it could be a high rise apartment building, high rise office building.
But to you, would you use high-rise with office building or just an apartment building?
I would use it with an apartment building. Really, I don't think I've ever heard an office building referred to as a high-rise.
I don't think I have either. Okay. What do you call the small passageways that are behind and between office buildings? You might be able to drive in.
Alleyway.
Okay. Now, what do you call an area in the city, say they've torn down a few buildings, and there's just a plot of land there. They haven't started building again. What do you refer to that as?
That's a vacant lot.
Where might you get a drink of water in a public building?